The Senate will be in order. The prayer today will be offered by the Senator from Adams, Senator Shipley. Following the prayer, please remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance led by Paige Jackson Maddox.
Good morning, friends and colleagues. If you have the mind, please bow with me for a word of prayer. Lord of heaven and earth, we ask your blessings upon us this day as we do the work of your people in our great state of Iowa. Be with us as we return to our homes and families and keep us safe in our travels. Be with those whose lives have stumbling blocks and difficulties that we cannot see, and help us to reach to remember everyone is dealing with something that we know nothing about, but that we can only offer a listening ear. We ask this in Jesus' name, amen.
Are there corrections to the journal? Hearing none, the journal is approved as printed. Are there senators to be excused? Do any senators seek the floor for announcements or introductions? For what purpose does the senator from Marshall, Senator Edler, seek the floor?
Would I be in order for a brief announcement?
You're in order.
Mr. President. Tomorrow is actually the day, but I just wanted to let everyone know that Gina Tenpas will be having a birthday tomorrow, and I'd like to have a round of applause because I know she gets really embarrassed. So. Thank you.
For what purpose does the Senator from Polk, Senator Nunn, seek the floor?
Thank you, Mr. President. Would I be in order for an announcement?
You are in order.
Thank you, Mr. President. As we've seen, Senators, we have a number of pages who are new to us at the Capitol this year. One of the things that's been fantastic about, in addition to all of the work that they do for us on a consistent basis, is also set up our IT systems. They turn on all of our VTCs for our subcommittees, and this morning, Jackson was one of the ones that saved us in getting our VTCs ready. So for all of our pages, Senators, make sure that you thank them not only for what they do up here, what they do to make sure the public has the opportunity to see us. Thank you very much, Jackson.
Smarter than we are about it.
For what purpose does the Senator from Polk, Senator Zahn, seek the floor?
Thank you, Mr. President. Would I be in order for an announcement?
You are in order.
Well, today it's a very exciting day at the Capitol, because what we're going to do is we're going to celebrate National School Choice, which is designated this week, the January 23rd through the 29th. Our governor, Kim Reynolds, has proclaimed this week as Iowa School Choice Week as well. This event today spotlights the choices that parents have in education, both public charter, non-public schools, as well as homeschooling and online learning. Today we have in the gallery a very special group, a group of people that are from the area that I'm very honored to represent, and they're up here in our Northwest Gallery, and I ask them to stand when I say their names. We have probably one of the best principals in the state of Iowa, Corey Nickel, who is the principal at the Des Moines Christian High School. We have senior Sam Steenan. Juniors Marissa Matheson and Courtney Smith. And we just want to give them a warm welcome. I know there's a breakfast down there this morning, and they're going to be around during the day, and want them to feel real welcome to our Capitol and celebrate that our parents have choices here in the state of Iowa. Thank you.
Seeing no further senators seeking the floor, do any senators seek the floor for points of personal privilege? For what purpose does the senator from Johnson, Senator Wall, seek the floor?
Thank you, Mr. President. A quick point.
You are in order.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, ladies and gentlemen of the Senate, it just needs a little bit of feedback.
Yeah, for the information of the body, we had a power outage at some point. We are aware that there's some issues with the mic system. I'm really sorry about that. We can just try to push through it.
Okay, all good. Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, ladies and gentlemen of the Senate, earlier this week, a school board in Tennessee voted to ban the Pulitzer Prize-winning graphic novel Mouse, spelled M-A-U-S, by Art Spiegelman from all McKinn County schools. Mouse illustrates the story of the Holocaust using animals to help children and young adults understand the past in a way that is both challenging and accessible. While I did not personally read Mouse while I was growing up, I remember seeing it in my junior high and high school libraries, and I recall many friends reading it either as assigned reading or of their own volition. Mouse was the first graphic novel to ever win a Pulitzer Prize and is just as relevant today as it was when it was first published in 1980. The banning of such a powerful and important book is just the latest example of a disturbing trend in our country and in our state. Mr. President, I won't rise every time that some group somewhere bans a book because I probably wouldn't be able to talk about anything else. But today is International Holocaust Remembrance Day, and I would like to share President Biden's statement with the body from the White House. Today, we attempt to fill a piercing silence from our past, to give voice to the 6 million Jews who were systematically and ruthlessly murdered by the Nazis and their collaborators, and to remember the millions of Roma, Sinti, Slavs, disabled persons, LGBTQ+ individuals, and political dissidents who were killed during the Shoah. It was a destructive force so unimaginable that it gave rise to an entirely new vocabulary of evil. Words like Holocaust, genocide, and crimes against humanity. We join with the nations of the world to grieve one of the darkest chapters in human history and to bear witness for future generations so that we can make real our sacred vow, never again. This charge is even more urgent with each passing year as fewer and fewer survivors remain to share their stories of lives lost and lives rebuilt. As a child, I first learned of the Holocaust listening to my father at our dining room table. As a father and grandfather, I brought my own family to see its haunting remnants at the Dachau concentration camp. And today, as president, I'll welcome Bronia Brandman to the Oval Office, a survivor of Auschwitz who lost her parents and 4 or 5 siblings. She could not speak of her experience for half a century. Today, she'll share her story at the White House and speak for millions who never got the chance. Today and every day, we have a moral obligation to honor the victims, learn from the survivors, pay tribute to the rescuers, and carry forth the lessons of last century's most heinous crime. From the streets of Charlottesville, Virginia, to a synagogue in Colleyville, Texas, we are continually and painfully reminded that hate doesn't go away, it only hides. And it falls to each of us to speak out against the resurgence of anti-Semitism and ensure that bigotry and hate receive no safe harbor at home or around the world. We must teach accurately about the Holocaust and push back against attempts to ignore, deny, distort, and revise history, as we did this month when the United States co-sponsored a UN resolution that charged the international community with combating Holocaust denial through education. We must continue to pursue justice for survivors and their families. And we must ensure that aging survivors have access to the services they need to live out their lives in dignity. We cannot redeem the past, but on this day, as we mourn humanity's capacity to inflict inhuman cruelty, let us commit to making a better future and to always upholding the fundamental values of justice, equality, and diversity that strengthen free societies. Thank you, Mr. President.
Seeing no further senators seeking the floor, Chair recognizes Senator from Polk, Senator Whitaker.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I move to adjourn until Monday, January 31st at 1 p.m.
You've heard the motion of the Senator from Polk, Senator Whitaker. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed say no. The motion prevails. The Senate will be adjourned until Monday, January 31st at 1 p.m.